Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. With today marking 1 year since the Hamas terror attack on Israel, there are remembrances planned around New York City today, but protests are also planned. Our Marla Diamond is at Columbia University, where access is limited today.
The NYPD has also set up metal barricades outside the campus gates in anticipation of a student walkout at 11:30. This is part of a citywide Students Flood NYC for Gaza protest. Several other schools are also preparing for student walkouts today. But there are also people on campus remembering the terror attack. Lenore Katz calling the walkout completely uncalled for.
It's horrible. It's a horrible situation. I am a native New Yorker. I never thought in my life I would ever see anything like this. Such hatred, calling for an intifada, and they don't even know what it means. Nothing.
Columbia has closed the gates to visitors today. Students and faculty must show identification. All buildings on the Morningside campus, with the exception of the dorms and the library, were locked overnight. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, Columbia University.
New York City Deputy Mayor Phil Banks is calling it quits. He's the latest member of Mayor Adams' inner circle to resign amid a federal investigation into corruption at City Hall. The mayor told New York One that he thanked Banks for his years of service and that he will transition to some other things with his life.
A long time, great public servant, from the chief of department to the deputy mayor of public safety, and all the initiatives, even the last initiative he's doing with removing the ghost cars off our streets. I wish my good friend well.
Federal agents raided Banks' home last month and seized his electronic devices. The mayor has pleaded not guilty to charges of accepting illegal campaign contributions and bribes from foreign nationals. Police in Long Beach, Long Island, used a stun gun to arrest a man who was wanted for a violent domestic robbery. That suspect tried to get away and allegedly struck an officer in the face. He was caught after a brief chase and transferred to a hospital to be evaluated. A smash-and-grab robbery at the Chanel store on the Upper East Side last night.
Police are on the lookout for two men who went in with sledgehammers and stole three purses worth over $30,000 in total. Karen is a Chanel customer and says this shouldn't be happening.
Not surprised, because there's just so many vandals around Manhattan now. I'm surprised they only took three bags.
Lisa also shops at Chanel and thinks that security should be at an all-time high on Madison Avenue.
New York is the greatest city in the world, and to have this happen all the time, and especially on Madison Avenue, it's insanity.
The store manager at the Chanel store tells us it's business as usual. The store is open. We've seen a few customers going in. Police say so far, no arrests have been made. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper East Side.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.